Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, August 20th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Government sources in Iraq say 40,000 Christians are leaving Iraq. They began to leave as fierce battles began between American forces and those loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. That is a major concern for Christian satellite television network Sat7. Sat7's Glenn Hartson says the exodus needs to stop.
It could be a very disastrous situation. With this occurring, it's going to put that country at a point in which it may have very little Christian witness. So that is of great concern.
Hartson says the best thing people can do right now is to pray. We turn next to Ghana, where ritual slavery is supposedly a thing of the past. However, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says while the slaves may have been liberated, their children have not.
The liberating papers state very clearly that all slaves and all of their children are freed. But some of them were left behind, and we are now finding them and taking them to Haven of Hope. So that's been very exciting, and they've made a wonderful adjustment.
On their last visit, they brought several of these children to Haven of Hope. Rouster says it's there that the children are introduced to the hope of Christ. Finally, World Help is targeting the North India state of Uttar Pradesh with an intensive strategy to plant 100,000 organized churches by 2011. They hope to send out 500 teams who will plant house churches. That, in turn, should lead to establishing organized churches throughout Uttar Pradesh. Fundraising for the project is underway. For example, $100 will provide a bicycle for a church planter, which makes it possible for travel between remote villages. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.